Do you have spotted tiny white worms in houseplant soil and are worried that they will hit your potted plant? Are you thinking about what, because they come in your indoor plant soil, and how to get rid of them? Join us here to tell you all the things you should know about the tiny white worms in houseplant soil. First, I will show you four common tiny white worms that you may find in your potted plant soil with their images that make their identification easy for you. Then, I will speak with you about how they enter your houseplant soil and the conditions that cause increasing their population. This information will help you to design a perfect strategy to control them. Finally, based on the above information, I will tell you how to prevent and get rid of them. Please notice if, by the end of this article, you don't identify your tiny white worms, take a clear close picture of them and send me to help you, inhouseplant2017@gmail.com. My academic major is in the pest and disease of plants, and I have a great experience in houseplant gardening. So, let's get going. For common tiny white worms in houseplant soils. Most reports of tiny white worms by house gardeners belong to one of the four below groups. Nematodes. The larva of gnats. Pot worms. Grub worms. You will find the above worms in various sizes. For example, some of them are so tiny such as nematodes, and it's unlikely you can see them to the naked eye, and some such as pot worms are visible to the naked eye easily. Keep reading to give you an overview of tiny white worms in houseplant soil. 1. Nematodes in houseplant soils. Some gardeners get very curious when spotting the pot soil with their magnifying glasses, or even their simple binoculars. They usually send me pictures and ask me what is these so tiny white worms in the soil. Are they harmful to my houseplant? I always answer them these are nematodes, and you have to be worried about them if you spot the following things. The symptoms like weakness, slow growth, yellowing, wilting and decline in your houseplant which you cannot solve with fertilizers. The signs such as gall or sore on roots without any symptoms of root infesting bugs. If you are not familiar with the symptoms of tiny bugs that attack your houseplant roots, read the 6 common tiny bugs in houseplant soil and identify culprits by their images and symptoms. Otherwise, the nematodes are harmless. A lot of various nematodes live inside soil, and only a few of them are plant pathogens. Some nematodes can help you to have lusher houseplants by improving air circulation inside the soil and drainage. It is very critical to grow the roots. Help to produce compost inside the soil through the vermicomposting process. You can play a critical role in the biological control of some pests, for example, nematodes for fungus gnats. So, they can be your new friends, and you should leave them to do their work. See the image of nematodes inside your houseplant soil below this paragraph. 2. The larva of gnats in houseplant soil. A common report of tiny white worms in houseplant soils is related to the larva of gnats, especially fungus gnats, although they are not real worms. In the above, you can see the image of fungus gnats and their larva. If you spot the fungus gnats while are flying around your indoor plant, you have to be concerned about their larva inside the soil of your potted plant. They lay their eggs inside the soil, and their tiny white worm-like larva will hatch after 4 days. The larva feeds off the roots of your houseplant until converts into a fly and causes critical damage to potted plants. These tiny larvae are about 8 millimeters and have a black head. 3. Pot worms in houseplant soil. If you are a houseplant gardener, you may have seen the pot worms in the soil of potted plants. They are tiny white worms similar to earthworms, but much smaller and pale whitish. In the above, you saw the tiny white pot worms. Pot worms in small numbers are suitable for potted plants because they feed on organic matter and convert them to compost. They improve soil aeration, which is critical for root systems. They usually feed on fungal hyphae and bacterial material. Sometimes the population of tiny white pot worms increase and you will spot them in large groups while they are moving in your houseplant soil. Some reports say in huge populations, the pot worms can be harmful to your houseplant by competing with useful soil worms such as red wigglers, Icenia fetida. The red wigglers are one of the critical members of producing compost inside the soil. For grub worms in houseplant soil. Grub worms are not real worms. Indeed, they are the larvae of different beetles that live inside the soil until convert to beetles and leave there. The grub worms are usually nearly 2 inches in length, with white to cream bodies and darker heads. In the below, you can see them. They are very ugly, they aren't? The grub worms feed off the roots of your houseplant and some adults will feed on leaves. Hence if you spot them in the soil, collect them from the soil easily and eradicate them quickly before harming your houseplant. How do the tiny white worms enter the houseplant soil? The nematodes and pot worms usually live inside the soil, but some conditions that will be mentioned in the following will cause their population to increase suddenly. But the larva of gnats and grub worms enter the house of your potted plant when the adults lay their eggs inside the soil. However, All white tiny worms can enter the soil of your indoor plant by adding infested soil or compost to the soil. How to increase the tiny white worms population in houseplant soil. In the following, you can find out three important factors that generally will increase the population of tiny white worms in the soil of potted plants. This information will help you design a good strategy to kill or control them. Changing the pH of the soil alkaline will promote the growth of tiny white worms in the soil. Most worms love overwatering, moist soil and a humid environment to increase their population. Rich soils with a lot of organic materials are the favorite habitat for most tiny white worms in houseplant soils. How to get rid of tiny white worms in houseplant soil? If you want to control or kill tiny white worms, follow the below tips. Remove your potted plant from the soil. If you spot grub worms, the easiest way is to collect them and then eradicate them. Be careful about the adult beetles. Try to find and kill them to prevent them from lying in the soil again. You can easily control the population of grub worms and gnat larvae by removing the topsoil. Most of them usually gather in topsoil. Biological control is an environmentally friendly way to control grub larvae and fungus gnat larvae. For example, the bacterium Bacillus thuringiensis can be very effective against them. Soil drenching with neem oil can be an effective strategy to control most worms, fungus gnat larvae, grubs, and tiny bugs in the houseplant soil. Read How to Make Neem Oil Spray to tell you all the things you should know to make and use this magic natural pesticide. If your houseplant can stand the dry condition, decreasing the moisture of the soil and humidity of the environment will decrease the population of tiny white worms in your indoor plant soil. Conclusion. Now you found out the tiny white worms in the soil of your houseplant most likely are nematodes, larvae of gnats, pot worms, or grub worms. In addition, I told you what is their favorite condition and how to get rid of them. Did this article help you to identify your tiny white worms in houseplant soil? Have you seen a tiny white worm that was not mentioned in this article? Do you think the above remedies will work well to get rid of them? Do you have your specific treatment? Please share your ideas and experience below this page.